couple things to call your attention. First of all, tomorrow is Memorial Day. We'll have Mass at 9 a.m. and not 7:30. Also, as Mr. Kelly mentioned, we have various languages to reflect the gifts of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the same gospel in various languages. Also, I'm not going to distribute communion this morning. I fell the other day, and I think I bruised my ribs, and so it's hard for me to bend down. Also, Colin, who is at one of our servers today, this is his last day, his graduation. Just because they've moved to Highland Heights, he decides he doesn't want to come back here and serve. So thank you, Colin. And of course, and one of the reasons I don't like him, I'm glad that he's leaving, is because he's taller than me. Today is also the Mass celebrated for Father Gernick. He is a son of the parish, and this is his 25th anniversary of ordination. Grandma was walking on the beach with her 5-year-old grandson, and a wave came along and took her grandson way out to sea, and she couldn't find him. She panicked and said, "Oh God, please send him back. He's my only grandson. His parents will kill me. Please send him back. Please bring him back." Another wave came, put him right back where he was. He's not even wet. And she looks up to heaven and says, "He was wearing a hat." Sometimes we can be rather demanding or entitled, and we don't appreciate what we've been given. When we celebrated the Ascension last Sunday, we reflected how the apostles wanted things their own way in their own time. And when Jesus ascended, they were looking up, waiting for him to come back. And they had to be reminded, no, go back to Jerusalem and pray. And they were in the upper room praying and reflecting upon all that Jesus had said. And the Holy Spirit comes upon them. He comes in the form of tongues of fire to symbolize what is happening. They are set on fire with the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel without fear, to proclaim what is true. And they are enabled to speak and be understood by the crowd of various people from various countries. And as we hear in the later verses of this passage from the Acts of the Apostles, 3,000 became believers and were baptized on that day. Few, if any of us, have gifts of miracles like the apostles did. They could heal, they could speak in tongues. Sometimes I have a hard enough time with English. They could raise the dead, as Paul did, when the fellow fell out of the window. Because he'd fallen asleep during Paul's sermon, and he died, and Paul raised him back up to life. But even though we don't have the gifts of miracles, that doesn't mean we are without gifts, since we have the same spiritual gifts that have been offered by the Holy Spirit, as Paul says in the second reading. And we have to use those gifts, whatever they are, to build up the body of Christ, the church. If we deny that we have been given gifts, we're ultimately saying God is a liar. All of us have received the Holy Spirit. We have all received the Holy Spirit in baptism. Most of us have received the Holy Spirit in confirmation as well. Some of us have received the Holy Spirit in the ordination to the priesthood. But all the gifts we have been given are given to build up the church. These gifts are not to be hidden or suppressed because of fear. Rather, every one of us is called to use those gifts. Every one of us can, at very least, pray for those who love us, and we need to pray for those who don't love us, too. Some can teach, for instance, in PSR. Some can use their musical talents to help in the Eucharist with playing musical instruments and singing. Some can, and all of us can and should, challenge people when they speak the untruth, at very least to say, "I don't agree," or "I believe this or that." Some can read and proclaim the gospel in the scriptures. Some can be ministers of charity, helping those who are in need, particularly, for instance, the members of the Society of Mother Teresa. Some can be extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, but all of us have gifts that we must use. As we see in the Gospel, which we heard also on Mercy Sunday, Jesus appears to the apostles on Easter night and sends them the Spirit. This is, if you will, John's account of Pentecost. And he gives them the power to forgive sins. Bishops and priests can absolve from sin, but all of us are called to forgive. We are to pray for those who have harmed us and pray for those who have harmed those whom we love. We are to respond to them with love and mercy, even if we'd rather strike them. We are to call upon the gift of the Holy Spirit to share the love that we have received from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to share that love with our family, with our friends, and even with our enemies, to use the various gifts, whatever they are, to proclaim the same truth that Jesus died and was raised up and will come again in glory.